The Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alban Bagbin, says he is not aware that the Korean counterparts who are to execute the STX housing deal are leaving the country. He told Radio Ghana that he personally mediated a misunderstanding between the Koreans and the Ghanaian construction partner. According to Mr. Bagbin, the project will definitely come off on schedule. He spoke to George Ankra.
The Koreans have not informed me as the sector minister of their intention to leave the country. I'm aware there are differences between the Ghanaian partner and the Korean. And, you know, partnership usually is bereft of such differences, particularly so with such a gigantic project where now the SES is able, using the sovereign guarantee granted by government, to source the finances. And so they will be jostling within the company. And because of its impact on the progress of work, I was mandated by His Excellency the President to mediate between the partners. We held two successful meetings and were able to mediate and settle the matter. The Ghanaian partner who had gone to court withdrew the case from court, and the Korean partners agreed not to convene a general meeting to remove the Ghanaian partner as a director of the company. This is how far we've gone, and this is what I know, and I don't have any other information to the contrary, and I believe that the project will still be executed according to schedule.
Is it true that the amount of money that has been pledged for the project has been withdrawn?
No money has been withdrawn. In fact, the first installment payment has not come in yet, and according to the document of implementation, which we call the EPC document, the STS Engineering Ghana Limited, I should say, will execute the work by using its own money and present a report, which we call a milestone report, at each stage of the progress of the project. And it was after an assessment by the Ghana consultants, that is AESL, and with their approval and the necessary processes being done to make sure that there's value for money, that the first installment will trickle in. And when the first installment trickles in, it will come together with the insurance money. And therefore, the insurance money will be paid from the first installment. But since we have not had any first installment, no insurance have been paid, and no payments have been made to any person so far.
Will the project come on?
Yes. According to the schedule of the company, land preparation will start this July, and I've made this known to all Ghanaians. I have projects from the company, and the company is mobilizing to the land site this July. So land preparation will start according to schedule.
What has happened to the beginning of the project at the police headquarters?
The sword cutting was at the police headquarters. But if you have been to the police headquarters, you realize that the police headquarters is heavily populated, it's inhabited. We have a lot of offices, a lot of residential facilities there. And therefore, arrangement is being made to try and get an alternative place for them to move into that alternative place before that land could be taken over for construction work. Meanwhile, the company will have to start from other sites, and you have the land available at the Bema camp site, which we can start. You have the land available at Atomic, which could also be used to start. And therefore, after we've done these things, together with the Pram site, then we'll get sufficient space for the police to move into.
Has the ministry already trained the Ghanaian contractors in readiness for the project?
It is not the ministry that is doing that. It is the SES Engineering and Construction Company. What we have given to the company is a 10-key project, and therefore the implementation is all done at that place. What we are doing is supervising and monitoring the implementation of the project to make sure that it complies with the specifications, the standards, and the quality that we have prescribed in the agreement that we signed with the company. So that is what the ministry is doing, is just overseeing the implementation of the project. The project is actually to be executed by the SES Engineering and Construction Ghana Limited. And it's after the execution that the monies will always be paid. And so there's no upfront payment. There are no mobilization being given to them. They have to get their own money to get to ground to start the work.
And you are very sure that this will happen?
Yes. Government is more than committed, and government will ensure that this project is implemented.
Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alban Bagbin, speaking to George Ankra.